Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family. And to, I always say, the superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli, my son, who I'm very proud of. Eric, what is going on? There's so much going on. This is amazing.
Good morning,
up, right?
Dad. Good morning. It is really amazing. And this is I'm so proud of this show. We're going on our, like, I don't know, 2000th episode. It's like we should be celebrating like a special anniversary at this point. And we're going to be doing some special announcements in our new Easy Way Verse, our virtual reality world. That's going to be December 6th. So if you guys want to get involved with that, you go to EZV.EasyWayNetwork.com. That's EZV.EasyWayNetwork.com. Really excited about the big auditorium stage. People, everybody in the Easy Way family are going to be able to speak about what they do and then send people to their store. It's going to be so incredible.
This is like walking in a new world. And you keep discovering new things you could do. I mean, walking into different rooms, talking to people. There's somebody at the entrance to introduce you to what's going on. And then you have the walls. You look at a wall and you click and you could watch the screen and everything that's going on in the store or what's going on. And then you go down to the auditorium and have a seat and watch the speaker and listen to the speaker. And then it's just endless. We could spend an hour talking about what to do.
You know what I love is the big Easy Way Awards statue, the new official award statue that we've created is right there on the right, and then you got the big Better Vision for Children sponsorship on the left, and even a big billboard. You ever seen a big giant billboard in an award show before? You got a big billboard talking about the big March 2nd Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. It's the benefit for Better Vision for Children dinner gala happening in Orange County. And I'm just excited. But, guys, you're listening to Radio Boomers Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, this is an interactive show. If you go to www.rblive.com, that's www.rblive.com, you can jump right in as a guest, or if you're already one of our members, just click member. And if you're a member, you're able to do a lot more. So definitely take a look at the membership at easywaynetwork.com and those options. But we're the company that gets you out there online and gets you with the big people, and you know we're doing a lot of innovative ways of marketing and branding and things like that. Make sure you guys also text message the number 59925 to the message Easy Way. So you text Easy Way to that's letter E, letter Z, W A Y to 59925 to get text updates on all the good stuff happening. But we're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music. We're all over the globe. We're all over Google. You can Google Easy Way Network. You'll definitely find us. And this is a show we do every Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Got some exciting guests coming up. This week's segment, this week's episode, is really about the magic of filmmaking, the innovative way of filmmaking, and the way that you can actually learn about filmmaking basically the behind the curtains of filmmaking and all the business that happens about filmmaking. And it's going to be a really exciting with two amazing people that I've known for a long time. I'm actually a co-producer on a couple A-list projects with him. We'll hear more about that with Dream Cinema Productions. Racer Michael is going to be our first guest. And we also have Brian Sebastian, who's one of our lead podcasters with over 110 million views on his podcast now, movie reviews and more. So it's going to be a real spectacular, special segment. I'm excited. We're going to hear more after this commercial break. And when we come back, we got hot topics. And, oh, man, do we got some hot topics for you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, we're not hearing you, Dad, so if you're on mute, you might want to unmute microphone.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, we got travelers coming back. It's been a busy Thanksgiving holiday, and welcome back, fellow travelers that took to the skies. AAA says a new record was set for the air travel with 5.84 million, which is a record breaker, flying, and they're expecting 115 million for the Christmas holiday. So, you know, get there early. President Biden had a change of heart. He was originally saying that he would not pardon his son, Hunter, and now he's given Hunter full pardon on the federal gun and tax charges. Syrian rebels have swept through parts of the country, and they basically took control of the largest city, Aleppo, and they're trying to negotiate peace and calm there. Top UN court to begin hearings on landmark climate change case. And China is keeping on high speed with their transit because they're investing in 30,000 miles of the high-speed rail. The dollar is making the early running today. It's taking some of the last week's losses and helping part of the work support, partially supported by Trump. And the cabinet level, well, he's just about done with the cabinet. And all that's left, basically, is a lot of people. All that's left is the Small Business Administration, Science Technologies, and a chairperson of the Council of Economic Advisors. I think that's it. Midwest Great Lakes, if you've been following the weather at all, they've got hit hard over the world. They definitely got a white Christmas. They're talking about, in some areas, 5 feet of snow. So you see the snowblower going down the street, but you don't see anybody because some of the drifts go far over that. You'll get 10-foot drifts. They were criticized on how they played, but the Seahawks, 26-21, I was looking at this going, wait a minute, everybody's criticizing the way they played and so many mistakes, but they wound up taking it over from the New York Jets. And so you can make a few mistakes and come back. Bernstein analyst said in a note that Bitcoin will reach 200,000 by mid-2024. Okay, so now we're at 97,224. And they're predicting 500,000 by 2029. Okay, some economic predictions say that, you know, it could get up there. Can you imagine that? 500,000 by 2029. Maybe some to invest in. Anyway, Eric, that's touching base on some of that. Boomers are starting to get in shape with their home units, and they're realizing that they got to watch the diet, get more sleep, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's supposedly making a difference. Lose the weight.
Well, great news, great information. You know, I mean, if you guys want to know what's going on with the news, you know, my dad really stays up for almost the night getting a lot of news for you guys. So every morning, tune in to rblive.com, and you'll get all the best news. We also got one of our couple news as far as the Easy Way family goes. We got one of our members who was Miss Texas Universe recently got crowned Miss Elite USA. universe. So congratulations to Mina on that. And another news, of course, we have the Easy Way Verse, and people are going crazy about it. You can actually go into the Verse if you are a member of our Easy Way family on any of our social media, and we'll give you that direct link to check it out. And the best way, best and easiest way to get on all the amazing platforms and benefits and opportunities, invites that we have, you just go to the app on Google or Apple Store, which is Easy Way Interactive, and you go to app.easywaynetwork.com, and you'll see both of our apps, our Easy Way Interactive, as well as our streaming television app, now streaming on all mobile devices and all smart TVs, Roku, Apple, Amazon, Google Play, and soon LG and Samsung. Without further ado, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, guys, get ready, man, because this is a buddy of mine I've known for a long time. We are both giants in the industry. We're co-producing projects together. We're doing technology awesome things, and you'll get to meet him in the big Easy Way Verse event that we're doing on December 6th, and you get to hear from him right after this commercial break. Raister Michaels, CEO of Dream Cinema Productions.
Right.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right. So without further ado, engineer, let's get that music on board. And because we have one of our superstars, Raister Michaels, which is the president and CEO of the Dream Cinema Productions. You remember him from films like Mansions of Blood, and he was actually a Red Power Ranger on Power Rangers. And Raister has been a friend of mine for a very, very long time. And Raister is the guy that you wanna know in the industry pretty much. And you know, we're just kind of like doing this off the cuff today. Normally we have everything all scheduled. We the professional bio. We tell you guys who everybody is. But honestly, Raister is just a good friend of mine. We're proud to have him a part of the Easy Way family. And
absolutely,
we're doing some really great behind the curtain things. And so without further ado, engineer, let's go ahead and turn on his mic and let's bring Raister Michaels.
Raister Michaels.
Radio Boomers Live.
Hey, guys. Hey,
Raister. Thanks for taking some time to slow down with us baby boomers. And, of course, now that Eric's on board, we don't
know. How's that? Hey, Papa Dooley. How you doing, Papa Dooley? How you doing,
hey,
man?
How you doing, my friend?
And then how you doing, Eric?
Raister. So, Raister, you've got quite a bio. I mean, if I introduced your bio, I would have to come on and then say, sorry, Raister, we don't have any time to talk because you got so much going on. It's amazing. What kind of brought you down the path of producing, directing, and being an entrepreneur and everything? I mean, well, you could have been an engineer or whatever.
No, I've always been an actor.
Raister for him.
Yeah.
I've been an actor since I was a kid, and I always wanted to be. I was a little kid. I wanted to be. I like telling stories, be a storyteller. So I grew up like that, you know, and I got family that are filmmakers and stuff, so I was geared that way. And I've always been an actor, and I've done over like 90 stage plays. I started with stage on Broadway, off Broadway. Then I went into commercials and television and films, and then after a while, I started saying, you know what, I'm going to build my own company. It's been about 20 years. I've had a Dream Cinema so I can make my own movies and control my own destiny, right? Because otherwise the studios control all your stuff. So I work with the studios, absolutely, but we make the movies, we run them, and then they distribute them, and then we have more of a say-so, right? And so we work with partners with them instead of just working for them. And so now I'm an actor, I'm a producer, a director. I'm starting a band, too. I'm singing about one of my uncles. Is a music producer. He's really, really big. Yeah, so, yeah, we're doing everything. We got three projects right now that we're in process.
Raister, we got to get you and your band in the Easy Way Verse 3D.
We have to.
Times are changing.
It's called White Lighter and the Rocking Robots. And I got my Uncle Louis Martinez, my cousin. He's a big film music producer. He's going to score it and all that stuff to it. So we're dealing with that, too.
Man.
We're all over the place.
Well, you mentioned you got three films. Tell us more about your projects you got happening right now. What are these three films?
We have a movie called Death Realm, The Haunting Begins, which we're calling now Lost Realm, The Haunting Begins. And it's like a $10 million project. You know, we're shooting in Nevada. And we got Mark Hamill, Doug Jones, Lee Orenberg.
Dude, I got to tell you, I'm glad you took my advice. I told you to take death out of it. I love that you changed the name.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's called Lost Realm. The Lost Realm.
I love it.
The Haunting Begins. So, and then we got Mark Hamill, Doug Jones, and then we're talking to Kevin Bacon. And then Eric's involved with this. He's one of the co-producers in there. So we got that one going. And we also have another one called The Others, which is it's sort of like an ET extraterrestrial type of film that we're looking into right now. And we're looking at that. We'll probably shoot that in Colorado or something like that. We're looking at places, and that's another big budget thing. And so we got those two going, and another one, and a couple of other projects we got rolling, you know, plus things we have out right now. And, we're pretty busy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Dan.
So, you know, you got a large percentage of people that are into sci-fi horror and all that. What was it that maybe took you down that path? Because I love sci-fi. I love the spooky movies. And, have you ever thought the comedy?
Look, like we got a movie out there, a romantic comedy is coming out called The Extra, with Tyrone Power Jr. and John Saxon. Is the last movie he did.
Oh, cool.
And it's a romantic comedy. And we have things like that. I mean, it's not like I'm a horror buff. I like space adventures, sci-fi. It's just that, you know, I like things like, you know, Star Wars type of things and dragons and dungeons and medieval times. It's just that these sci-fi horror things, people tend to, like, really flock to them. And then you can do things called, like, video games. They're called auxiliaries. And you can do video games and toys and books. Like, we have a movie right now out. It's already been in distribution. It's going through, like, Europe right now. It's called Night Mistress, and it's got a book out. We're finishing the video game. It's just a lot of auxiliaries to it, right?
Yeah, I'm on that one, too. I've been telling people about that one. And, I mean, you guys showed me, like, characters and, like, really cool stuff video game-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. Most people don't do movies that turn into video games and work with big companies like Sony. That's where the future's at right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
of course. Yeah.
They say stats, 50% of Americans, like 49 to 50%, like the sci-fi, spooky movie type stuff. And it's just, look at the reels that keep playing now from the 50s. You know, that the different TV shows that they have, and they're still going on.
Absolutely. And my family, my great-grandfathers, they were involved with Universal and things to do with that and like horror films, you know. So I've kind of, like, been geared to that a lot. But I like the sci-fi adventure thing. I want to do a sci-fi adventure film, like a space adventure, you know, or something from the Middle Ages, dragons and dungeons. I'll put Eric in a knight outfit and a horse and see if he hangs.
I'd love to be a knight. I'm always doing the round table with all the, you know, high frequency level people that we deal with to make things happen. So
Eric and I have always liked those. So Ray, I want to take you down
the road of film, film investing and money and acquiring, kind of the behind the curtain stuff that you have to go through to be able to actually make a project real. Can you give us take us down that rabbit hole?
Well, the thing is, I've been doing this so long that right now I got multiple investors and. And then I got a lot of movies out there. My company's been on for a long time, so I have a track record. And I got partners that are big giants as producers and stuff in studios. So, I mean, getting the funding is not difficult. It still works, but it's not difficult. But, see, when you get funding for a movie, the investors have to see that you have you have to have the directors that have a following. You have to have a company that has a track record. You have to have a distribution deal. They got to see you got to know about the business, about what the percentages is and how they're going to get it first and about the territories. Well, to sell the movies, how you're going to sell it. you know, and if you're going to make a movie that's, let's say, like under $2 million, that's for streaming, so you can just make it and sell it to the streaming people like Netflix and Hulu and all that, or you're going to make a theatrical film over $8 million and put it theatrical worldwide, but then you have to have the big names, right? Like Kevin Bacon and all that, so you can do it theatrical. So there's a lot of wheels to go to it, so you know what you're doing. So the financing is one project, the putting it together is another, the distribution is another, the creativity, the acting, the directing, the producing, the right. It's just so much, and so many people are involved. It's mind-boggling. So you really got to know what you're doing. Because if you don't,
What if I took you a little farther back for those that are listening right now that don't have the distribution and don't know the giants and don't know the heads of the studios and aren't like us, where they actually have the relationship equity to make these projects happen? Take yourself back a little bit before you had all this stuff. What did you do to get to that point, to get all those relationships?
And I asked all my friends and family and credit cards, and they put all the money I could together, and I made one of the first movies I made. I gathered $100,000 and I shot this film, and then I put it together, a little horror film in one location, you know, no names or anything. And then we did the movie, and then we turned around and sold it to, like, you know, to Cinemax and things like that. And you made $1 million. But you know, you got to gather and keep it as small as possible, you know, and try to do things with a lot of help, a lot of favors. You know, if you have a will, there's a way, you know.
Absolutely.
If you have money, things get easier. But if you don't, you still do it. You gotta be smart about it. You gotta go make friends with producers that are doing things and directors that are doing things, and have them, you know, guide you along, and you learn from them too, and they'll push your stuff as well. You know.
So Racer, we have. Do you know Silk Kozart? He's a big actor, director, producer himself. He's one of our Easy Way family members. He was in A White Man Can't Jump with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Nice, yeah. Okay.
He's listening right now, and he's actually chatting with us on the interactive chat that we have during podcasts. And he's I just want you to know. I mean, he's listening. He's here. So, like, you know, it's would you recommend putting a – And by the way, if you're listening to the show in the background, we might be hearing a little bit of feedback, so turn off the show if you are listening to it. Would you recommend putting a round table together of people and having a collaborational effort of other filmmakers?
Absolutely.
And other – okay.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because people help each other, you know? I mean, it's if you do something like that, there's always something that somebody can learn from everybody else or need help from something, right? So, I mean, I can sit on a table and I can probably get help from somebody that I didn't know about, right? You do, absolutely. That's a great idea, absolutely.
So, it's the people that are listening right now, Racer. We actually hold on. Who is that? Cindy. Cindy's asking a question. Are you casting? Are you opening up any opportunities for people to be in?
Well, we are. We're going to be casting. We got the main stars lined up. We're going to be casting for Lost Realm. The Haunting Begins pretty soon. And then we're looking into The Others, which is the space alien movie like E.T. that we're going to be casting after that, and then other projects that we got. But, yeah, first we're going to be doing Lost Realm.
You know what I could see, Racer? I think this would be so cool. Yeah. We should cast them inside of the 3D virtual metaverse. And because really it's about how – I mean, you don't necessarily need to see them per se. It's really how they act, right, and how they talk and the voice and
well, Somewhat. You still have to match people with people, you know, and how they get along. It's not just the acting. It's personalities, you know, how they can handle a role, if they can handle it or not, you know, how they get along with other characters. There's a lot to it. I mean, that's an idea, something to look into, you know.
Okay, awesome. Dad, did you have a question? I didn't mean to interrupt you before.
I just wondering, you know, the industry's changed a lot, as you know. I mean, the technology and all that. And they say that over the last few years, because of digital cameras, remote filmmaking, advanced post-production software, and so on and so forth, it's all changing. How are you adapting to all these changes? I guess it's kind of beneficial when it comes to doing the movies, and you don't have to have the big sets because you can create the sets online.
Well, that costs money, but they're not online. You have to all that. You got to know the business. That's what I'm saying. If you make a movie under $2 million, and then you take those movies and you stream them, and then you make money because you put them to the streaming services. But anything with big-name stars has to be union, and has to be over like $8 million to go theatrical. But you do still need sets and you do all that. That's the industry is changing, but I mean you got to change with it, and you got to know how to.
Yeah.
You got to know what's happening, right? If you're not, yeah,
right.
It's like anything else, you know.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, you got to
streaming services.
Yeah, you absolutely. Know. I mean, you got to know. You got to know what the what names sell what and distribution, all that stuff. I mean, it changes, but not really. It's just just takes different forms. But
it's kind of like the shopping centers that close down. You know, the giant. We have giant shopping centers out here, and they not only close some of the stores. The center is gone, and it's just they're building a new whatever there, and then you have, what you have with the technology and doing the movies. I guess that's kind of similar, where you're doing the streaming now instead of
That's what I'm saying. Streaming is you do the smaller ones for streaming. I mean, sometimes they make big ones for streaming, big budget ones, but mostly things that are under $2 million. Then everything else is theatrical, But even if they go theatrical, you go because Europe is a big market. You know, you go to Europe, and all the Europe they just love theaters. You know, everybody goes to the theater, so that's why if a lot of the movies go theatrical for Europe first, all over Germany, Italy, all the countries over there, and then they come here. You know.
So
that's why theatrical is a big
thing. So, Richter, I want to address because we have a lot of fans listening and they're watching, they're tuned in right now live. We had Sarah ask, how did you and I meet?
Remember? It's been so long, I freaking forgot. It's been so long, Eric. I don't remember, man. It's been like 25 years. I don't know. 20 years, I forgot. I've always known you.
Well, I don't know if it was Mansions of Blood or I think I know you way before that.
There's
probably
that.
A carpet somewhere. But, yeah, I don't remember either. I mean, we've known each other for close to 20 years.
Yeah, so I don't know. I really don't. I mean, we've done so much stuff that I really don't remember. It's been a long time.
We can't give you that official story because we don't remember. We've known each other for so long. But Racer, we're going to be doing this event, and we're going to be doing a panel, an entertainment panel, basically the business of entertainment. We call it the Entrepertainment Panel. And we want to have you on that panel. We're going to have Silk Cozart on that panel as well. We're going to have a lot of industry people to teach how to really prep and position yourself for profits in the entertainment industry.
Sure.
And that's going to be in.
That's important. Yeah, you got to know. See, you got to know the business of the business. I've taught a couple of classes like this in Hollywood. Just I think it's like 500 people in there because you have to know the business of the business. It's not just acting, directing. You got to know the root of it, right? How to distribute the money, how to make it work, how to sell the thing, how to get your money back. You have to know all that stuff. It's not just about
the original. Yeah.
It's a bit. That's why they call it a business. It's not called a business because they have nothing better to do. It's called a business because it is a business. So it's music. The same thing with my cousin, my uncle. There's music is fun and everything, but it's still a business.
You better have armor on too. That's like armor, like platinum steel, and be ready for the bullets to be shot at you.
Bro, I always tell people you have to have the armor of the strength of a rhino. Because you get hit with so many arrows that you have to bounce back. You have to have the heart of a lion because you have to have a lot of courage. And you have to have the soul of an angel because you have to help everybody.
So you have to have the soul
of an angel, the armor of a rhino, and the spirit of a lion. If you don't have you don't have that in you, man, they'll eat you alive.
Yep. Hey, hold on. I want to make sure we capture this. You have a chapter in the new Easy Way Family Best, the best book, Amazon number one bestseller, two categories, things gone viral. We've had over 52,000 responses. Shout outs to everybody that's supported this thing. You have a story. You have a chapter. Give them a teaser. Give them a sample of why they would want to buy the book and read your chapter, Racer.
Well, it tells you a little bit how I got started in theater and the struggles you get through in life and how to move on and how do you move about, moving into television, moving into cinema, how to break into the business a little bit. I mean, I talk a little bit about all that. It's in there. It's in there. And mostly how I came about from stage, right? Because I'm still a stage actor, but I've been so busy in television and film, I don't have a lot of time to be on stage anymore, but that's where I started, And I talk about all that.
And are you going to be available on December 15th when we do the release of the book? We want to have you sitting down and signing your chapter. And so I want everybody to get a chance to meet the Racer Michaels himself. So if you guys, you can, one, download the app, and we'll make sure Racer's in the app so you can meet him. But we're gonna be doing a live in-person appearance for the book release, Easy Way Family, you know, the best book, which is also a toy drive with Toys for Tots for Better Vision for Children happening on December 15th. And Racer, thanks so much for joining us. We love having you part of the Easy Way family. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No, thank you, man. I love this song. I love the Better Vision for Children thing with Papa Paul's really
you.
You're doing a fantastic job. I really like that a lot. I mean, that's a great charity.
I so appreciate that what you've given us.
We want to bring you on board officially. I mean, you're already pretty much on the advisory celebrity committee and all that stuff, but we want to bring you on board. We're building a mentor program where people like yourself can teach kids how to filmmake. You know,
man. That'd be great. Help some children, you know, get kids get ahead and teach them how to do stuff. And this is just a great, it's a good charity. I love it. It's really, really nice. So,
it's eyesight and the future. Yeah, totally everything. We have to get together sometime, Racer, and kind of go over some of the old videos from the past, you know, and reminisce.
Yeah.
It's easy way to do it. But, 15th, you know, awareness to the kids for their eyesight and testing and research and so on.
That's great,
the,
man. That's
the
great.
For the foster kids, yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And make sure you go
to
www.rblive.com and shoot a comment and say hi to the chatters. And we'll catch you on the flip side. And congratulations again.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
have a good day. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. So cool.
All right, guys. So that was Racer Michaels. Make sure you look him up on Easy Way app, or the Easy Way Interactive app, as well as he'll be there on the 15th and our December 6th. So if you want to meet him, he'll be at that event. So we're going to go to commercial break, and coming up next is Carmelita's Corner.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business a competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
We're about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. All right now, that's what I'm talking about. We've got a lot to talk about. As a matter of fact, I have a wonderful guest coming your way today. She's one of my very special friends at St. Paul's Catholic Church, which I have been attending for more years than I should admit, because I actually grew up as a little girl there, and that's been some time ago. But anyway, I'm speaking of Ms. Jessica Morales, and she's just really one of the most lovely people that I know there. And she comes from a very special family, loving parents, Alfonso and Veronica Morales. And they have devoted their service to St. Paul's Catholic Church for some time now. Both Jessica and her brother, Alfonso Morales Jr., have followed their parents' footsteps and joined in continued service to the church. And they can be seen on Sundays for their regular attendance and service to the church. Jessica Morales attended Immaculate Heart High School, and she has attended Cal State LA. She has studied telecommunications, the occupation of her father, and also historical research. Following her graduation, she will have this foundation on which to lead a career. And right now, she her services includes being an assistant catechist for communion and serving Holy Communion, coordinator for confirmation services, and co-coordinator of the youth ministry. And right now, the church is getting ready for very special celebrations, like in December, which is normally celebrated between December 6th and 24th, Las Posadas, which commemorates the journey of Mary and Joseph before the birth of Jesus. And December 12th, Our Lady de Guadalupe is honored with a special celebration, and I'll let her tell you more about that. I want to give a shout-out to Father Miguel Acevedo, if he's listening, and all our other wonderful church family members there. So let me bring on Jessica without any further ado. Good morning, Jessica.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
Are you hearing that applause, Jessica?
Yes, I am. Very clear.
You know, I always make a joke about that because I think it's a wonderful way to start the day, you know? I think we should all have an applause track, don't you?
Yes, I do believe so as well.
Yeah. Now, you know, we had a wonderful meeting, you and I, in the little garden there in front of the church building. And it was so wonderful to catch up because, you know, I've had my challenges getting there. But we also, while we were sitting there, we saw some of the other church members that I hadn't seen in a while, you know, and it was just really wonderful. So, you know, one of the things we talked about is the what's happening with the youth, you know, with your ministry with the youth. Can you tell our listening audience your role and you know, how significant it is to instill a commitment to serve others?
Of course. So as you know, I am a part of the confirmation program, so I'm always, you know, around the youth, including the youth ministry. And in that, I guess, occupation of sorts, we try our best to encourage the students to be good for today instead of waiting for the tomorrow. That way they can help others and influence others to do the same.
Exactly, and you do a great job there. And I just want to switch over a little bit to the upcoming celebrations. Can you tell our listening audience a little bit more about Las Posadas?
Of course. Las Posadas is a few days, actually, as a celebration. And Joseph, Mary and Joseph had you know, traveled to Bethlehem in order to give birth to the son Jesus. So we have Las Posadas. Each day is hosted by a different family, and each day they all do the song, the inside song and the outside song, to commemorate that event. And then sometimes there's piñatas being broken, something called bolos, or little bags of candy to give to the kids and or the attendants that go to the event. And all of it is centered on prayer and meditation of the events that had happened.
You know, Jessica, I had the privilege of actually staying in Cuernavaca, and, you know, that's been some time ago, and attending a Las Posadas celebration. So, you know, I personally experienced what it was like to follow that journey. And it was really, really a wonderful experience. And now tell us about the other celebration coming up of Our Lady de Guadalupe.
Well, yes, of course. That, for sure, sometimes we'll celebrate it ahead of time, but on the day of, which is December the 12th, we will stay December 11, closer to midnight, we'll have a mass. And then once it hits midnight, we'll sing Las Mañanitas for like some sort of like happy birthday to the Virgen of Guadalupe with a mariachi present. Then later on, early as well, at like around 6 a.m., they do another mass and then they sing some more to to honor, you know, Jesus' mother, as in the Virgen of Guadalupe.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful celebration. And, you know, there's one thing about our different observations. Everybody has a different way, you know, of observing, celebrating the higher power. Most of us call God. I always like to add the mother in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I pray, I always pray to Father and Mother God as well. But I just think, you know, our Christian religion nationwide has so many beautiful celebrations. You know, we have Christmas, and, you know, that is such a beautiful tradition nationwide. And, you know, it's just, I was just at a friend's home just recently for Thanksgiving, and we were looking at Macy's parade, and I just was thinking, oh, my God, you know, the time, the investment that went into producing that parade must have just been mind-boggling, I can imagine, you know. And just by chance, I happened to be walking home, and I had a bunch of bags in my hand, and out of the blue, there came one of my neighbors and asked me if I needed some assistance. And so he walked me home, and it turns out that he was one of the people who's actually been involved in producing that parade. Now, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. It just confirms my pathway. You know, it's letting me know that mm-hmm. I'm on the right path, you know. But listen, you know, Jessica, I'm so glad that you were able to come on you know, share a little bit of yourself with us. We do have another guest coming on. So is there some way that you can let everybody know how they can join the celebrations?
Oh, yes. So we will have at St. Paul in L.A., we will be having a three-day event starting actually this Friday. There's going to be tacos and mariachi around 6. And then on Saturday, actually, we'll be celebrating our pastor in his service to the church as a priest. We'll be having a celebration then, Thanksgiving Mass, then a celebration after, and then December 8th, which is this Sunday as well, from 8 to 8, we will be having our little Virgen of Guadalupe Festival with food and events and entertainment for anybody who's interested in coming. We'll be there from 8 to 8, so 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, and I think the website for St. Paul's is the name of the church itself, right? It's right there on the corner of Washington and 11th Street, and very easy to find. I mean, it's huge. It actually was the same church that Sophia Loren got married in. You know, it's been there for a long time. And I actually knew Jack, who's gone on to glory, who was there in the 1930s before they actually built the church. And I wanted to get him on my talk show. So, you know, unfortunately, he graduated before I could do that. But, yeah, Jack went really, really, far back in his history. And I couldn't believe, you know, when it was time to celebrate his life, that church was packed. It holds at least 1,000 people. And I don't mm-hmm. think there was an empty seat there for Jack. It just shows you his service to the church, how much he was loved. So, can you give us that website, or do you know it offhand?
Yes. So if you want the address, it's 1920 South Bronson Avenue, Los Angeles, California. And the website is stpaulsla.org.
Okay, Jessica, with that, we're going to let it go there. And thank you again for being a wonderful guest.
Of course. Thank you so much for the invitation.
All right, another awesome segment by Carmelita's Corner. Make sure you look her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame and connect with her if you want to be a guest on Carmelita's Corner and learn all the other awesome things that Carmelita is doing. So we're going to go into the third and final segment. And, Dad, I know you're itching to get a part of that conversation. That was a nice little Catholic conversation.
Cool guest. Next, have her on our segment.
So coming up next, guys, is a good another very good friend of mine. He's one of the top podcasters on Easy Way TV and Easy Way Podcast. He's a new official Easy Way family member in the silver level. And he's an American producer, digital creator, radio host, disc jockey, creator, promoter of off-Broadway, producer with 110 million views and counting. He's known for hosting a popular podcast called Movie Reviews and More since 1993 for Talk 4 Media, Talk 4 TV, K4HD Radio, Woman on TV, Worldwide Television Network, iTube 247, now Easy Way Network. Sebastian, Movie Reviews and More features electric group of beautiful and talented co-hosts as they chat with celebrities, musicians, athletes, writers, and business media moguls. Sebastian's sixth sense for his diverse and ever-expanding audience cultures inspires a creation of the balanced mixed information and entertainment. He delivers so much. He's got over 64,000 celebrities and counting involved in his mix, and we're going to learn more directly from Brian because we don't have enough time for his whole bio. Let's go ahead. Let's bring Brian in. Welcome to Radio Bonus. What's up, Brian?
I love the early segments of stuff. It was good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to connect you to Ray Stern and Dream Cinema Productions for a while, Brian. I can't wait for you to interview him.
Yeah.
I would love to. He's right. There's one thing that Denzel Washington said, there's no show without the business. And then what Carmelita said, there's no such thing as coincidences. It does not exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, Brian, you know, that's the problem with having the type of kind of bio that you have. By the time you're done with it, you only got about a minute or two left to be on the show. But other than that, you know, what it's like I asked Rachel, you could have gone in any direction. I mean, you have the energy, you have the drive and so on. What was that little thing that brought you? Was it a radio show or a TV? Was there something that, or somebody you talked to that kind of took you down this path of, production and shows and so on, posting shows? What do you think it was that changed your life?
No, I always wanted to be in radio. And radio was, before podcasts came around, was a hard thing to do. There was only about, 14,000 radio. It was so hard to be in traditional radio. It's like being a star in the old days. It wasn't easy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always that format. I never wanted to be a star. I that's why I never wanted to be an actor. I'd be better behind the scenes. I always say this, leave me alone, let me do my thing, and I'll make it look good the best that I can.
Yeah, and that's exactly true, guys, because being on a program or a movie or whatever, it was just something that other people did, and it was almost impossible to be on the radio. Now the door's open, and Brian's taking it to another level, so congratulations on all this stuff you're doing. I'll tell you what. So, Brian, big question, what do you do in your spare time? It's like,
I don't have spare time. I figured it out. Today, this year, I've only had 2 days off. And the reason why I keep track of these things is because why everybody was having fun during the holiday weekend. I was working. Black Friday, there's no such thing as Thanksgiving overseas.
Nothing.
The rest of the world doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Some of them do. Who've been to America, they like it. Just like they don't celebrate Halloween, but some of them do. So what about the rest of the world? So I always wanted to be international, not national.
So,
yeah,
Brian,
and that's the problem.
Brian, you have done so many amazing things. 2024, let's talk about what accomplishments you've had for this year, and then we'll move into 2025. What are your future goals?
2024, took me 6 years, October 6th of this year, to beat Joe Rogan, not by 10 million views now, by the total views, but by 20, because our views go up every day. I think, Eric, you and I talked Friday about an hour and 15 minutes. While we were talking, you were giving me little tidbits, fine-tuning things. We all need fine-tuning. So you don't get any place by yourself. And one of the things I always tell people almost every day since I've met Eric, is you don't get anywhere by yourself. But what he has done and what he's doing to help people, if they listen to him, they will go far. And it's just like, I'm sure you got a lot of your inspiration from your dad. And so I'm happy that you work with your dad. There's a lot of people that don't understand how much work goes into what you do, what I do, what your dad has come up with, a better vision. I like saying it's possible. It's the same thing, helping the kids. And so for me, beating Joe Rogan was, it took me 6 years to do, but I didn't do it by myself because I have 12 co-hosts. Six of them are on constantly recurring. So when I put them out doing other interviews and things like that, it's combined total views of all the stuff that we do. You know, remember Shave On, Worldwide TV Network, which used to be Women's Broadcast TV Network? That's how we kind of like started out there. But out of Tennessee, IT247 out of Franklin, Tennessee, which I'm wanting to get Eric on, we started out there almost over 21 million views and counting. Alignable, 80,000. Easy Way, 42,700. And the list goes on and on and on.
A little interjection with Shave On. We were at an event together, and Shay and I were out in the lobby there, and I said, you want to do a little shout-out for Tom? You know, the actual founder, he was 97 years old for Better Vision for Children, World War II veteran. I said, Shay, you want to do a little something for Tom here? And she did a nice little video, and it was only a short time afterwards that he passed away, so she was one of the last people that did a little thank you, Tom. You know, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, she's pretty cool. But
well,
so much going on, and you, yeah, you're transitioning well though. See, that's so important. And you mentioned all the, you know, the
before we get off topic. Hold on, guys. Before we get off topic, my question was 2024. Your accomplishments, and by the way, congratulations on that, having more views than Joe Rogan, that's huge. But I also said let's get into 2025 because I want to hear the behind the curtains, the real exciting stuff, the things that people don't know about Brian, and I know you've got some tricks under your sleeve, so share with us.
2025 was always going to be the year, going back to 2.5, to almost 3 years ago, that I was going to go overseas and help spread the word of all the stuff that we're doing, whether it's Easy Way, Easy Way Family, Easy Way Podcast, Easy Way Network, with Movie Reviews and More, and Dreamweaver Arts and a Dreamweaver Artist Ranch. Because I want to see, based on the conditions, say, when I go to Brazil March 16th to the 26th, to visit friends who I used to take care of who came to the U.S. A lot of my friends came to the U.S. and didn't have a place, so I took care of them. And their parents welcomed me and said, every time you come over to our countries, you're staying with us because you took care of our friend. You took care of my son or daughter. That to me is important. So I'm going to visit them, but I want to establish more solid ground when I go to Brazil, when I go to Colombia, when I go to Greece. There's a certain thing that I'm invited to because of the Los Angeles Greek Film Festival. When I go to Canada in June, being on the art council there, being a jurist when it comes to, you know, seeing art, getting all of those individual artists who don't get recognition. And then later in the year, going to the UK and then going to Australia. So I'll hit 5 countries next year, spreading all the things that we're doing and telling people that may not know what Eric does, what Eric's dad does, and my friends in Tennessee. That's my goal for 2025, and still being safe.
And, you know, that's so important because you realize when you go out there how many, so many people are talented, aren't they? I mean, you come across these people, you go, wow. How come they're not on stage somewhere? And there's so many, but yet it's difficult, you know, because it's a difficult road to get out there.
Well, that's why I always say yes to interviewing people. You know, so a lot of people might not be a celebrity today, but 3 months from now, they could be. That's why I always said yes to interviewing anybody. I was there when Brad Pitt first was interviewed. You guys had your pitch party last Thursday, which was great, by the way. You were talking about Maya Angelou. The only time I wore a suit and tie was doing the interview with her. That's a movie she directed for Miramax called Down in the Delta. It was an honor to sit in front of her for 7 minutes. And I just remember she complimented me. I like your tie, young man. That was the last time I ever wore a tie. But to be complimented from her from that said something. And because I was so uncomfortable. So I don't wear suit and ties. You won't see me in that. So you learn a lot of things of what you're comfortable in, what you can do, but also you have a lot of stones, rocks, arrows being thrown your way because of jealousy. And you guys know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Jealousy, envy. And you know, the people you come across, like we were with, at the home. You remember the home in Beverly Hills? I was talking to the home in Beverly Hills. We're there with, do you remember Roddy Rodder Piper?
He was my idol, Hot Rod.
Wasn't he a cool guy? I mean, people have no idea when you see the person and they're doing the crazy stuff on in the ring or whatever, but what that person is like. Like, for instance, Peter Ponda was there with his girlfriend, and we were talking, and we're going to have him on the show, and you know, he didn't.
That wasn't his girlfriend; that was his daughter.
You never know.
Well, the lady that was there talking to him was a little bit, maybe it was somebody different, but anyway, Roddy was there, and you know, when we were talking to Peter, he was a bike guy, you know, the Wild Angels and all that, and yet he didn't like Harleys. You find out some of this stuff; it's interesting.
The reason I went to Glasgow, Scotland, because I had always thought that Roddy Rodwick was from Scotland. Turns out he was from Canada. So I went to Edinburgh, Scotland, to go get my kilt because I wanted to be like Roddy Piper. If I was a villain, it would be like him. And then on the flip side of that, I'm like, I couldn't take that much punishment. But I loved the guy because I learned how you could get heat by being that villain. And anytime you watch a movie, it's the villain that's always the star of the film. Without a good villain, there's no star.
Do you know his daughter,
by the way,
Carol?
Big shout-outs to Arielle Teal Toombs, too. I haven't seen her in a while, but I heard she's doing really, really well. So, Brian, you're going to be on our panel. You're going to be speaking, actually, but you're also going to be on our entertainment panel for the Easy Way Verse big event. And I, you know, what I'm really doing is I want to really teach people how Click and Order is taking over brick and mortar. And it's really kind of like, that's what the panel is going to be about, is Click and Order versus brick and mortar and the business behind it. And so what would you say to that? You know, how is everything's transitioned? You know, how are you coping? What would you tell the audience right now to be able to use Click and Order tools and to be able to position their business for Click and Order, which means digital, social media, AI, Web3, that type of stuff?
Well, Eric, nobody knows better than you. A lot of these people are afraid to take a chance. They're afraid to adapt and adjust. And if you don't do that, you won't survive. Your dad talked about earlier that there used to be a mall there. The reason why I've seen a lot of these malls cross-country go out of business because everybody chose to go to Amazon. I don't shop Amazon. I like to support small business, women-owned, those people, those inventors, those authors, those artists that do not get the help. America was built on small business. Once small business goes away, America goes down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the stats on that that's the backbone for sure.
And to finish with Eric, is what you're creating is something, and I hate to give Eric all the credit and stuff, but it's what he's creating. I just don't see it with anybody else across country. And that's why I want to go overseas next year, because I want to see what they're not doing or what they're doing differently. Because no matter what happens, whether this war or new technology, whatever happens outside the U.S. eventually makes its way to the shores of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well Brian, you'll be happy. And I'm glad that we're part of your 2025 plan, and I'm glad that you shared that. You'll be happy to know that the team has now uploaded all the episodes, every episode that you gave us.
Quick.
Yeah, it's all uploaded.
To tell the audience this, I was on the phone with Eric. As soon as he got off, it had to be, not even 20 minutes later, you guys were done with stuff. I was like, wow, they were fast.
I got to say a big shout-out to our amazing team. We have about 75 people now in the company, and I give all credit to the team. But so tell people, I mean, you have one episode that has like 2.3 million views. Why did that get so many, many views? Give people a kind of a sneak peek of what we're getting ready to put on Easy Way TV and what would their takeaway be. Why would they want to check out your show?
Because there's always something that people aren't doing, like tomorrow's show. Our shows are always live. Tomorrow will be 128 live shows in a row. We'll never take, we go straight through the year. We never stop. We never take a break. It doesn't matter what state or what country I'm in, I'm going to always do my live shows because nobody else does them. How many people do you know straight through the end of the year? Nobody. Most of them, they take, you know, the second week of December, they take it off. And then they come back the second week of January. No. So I do what everybody else does not do. You do the same thing in a different way. And then what happens is why we're friends. We meet in the middle. You do your thing. I do my thing. We meet in the middle. No one can beat us when we're a team. And that's the whole thing about it. But we're here to help support. And then the other thing is, you know, I just like to focus on the smaller people, those people. I learned this from Samuel Jackson. He said he would read any script. He doesn't care if it came from the janitor or his gardener. And I never forgot that he told me that. So I said, you know what? I'm going to always make sure that I interview everybody, no matter who they are. Watch every single movie that's sent to me. Do my best to read every book that's sent to me. And that's not easy because no matter what, I've still got to watch 2.3 movies a day. It's hard. It's not easy. But what they don't realize how much work goes into it, and they don't want to do the work, do they, Eric?
No.
That's right.
Everybody wants it done for them, but they don't want to pay for it.
Personal touch is not easy. Yeah.
That's the thing is you don't get done-for-you services unless you invest into done-for-you services. But what we do here at Easy Way Network, we give you the option to be able to do it yourself with amazing tools. And let's get into that, Brian. I mean, you've been a member now. You've been a alliance and affiliate member for a while, and now you've recently upgraded. You've actually wanted the bells and whistles, and you're a silver member now. But you were a member for a long time, and talk about your experience in being a member and why you decided to upgrade. How is it helping your podcast? How is it helping your business? You know, because people are listening right now, and I'm sure that when people press the share button, they're going to be like, well, what is Easy Way Network? What is this? It's always best to hear from the third parties that are getting the results.
Well, two things. One person you introduced me to, which was Edie Han, who's my Southern mom. If you had never introduced me to her, I would have never picked a film that she told me about, The Last Christmas Rider, out of her family. And then Hollywood Film Festival just didn't go anywhere, which is why I didn't want you and Shay involved with it. We just weren't going to go anywhere because we didn't have the money. And so that's why I didn't do anything. But I always said, okay, we'll come back around in a different way, a more positive way. Because I could see the sinking ship, and I didn't want anybody to go down with me. Let me be the scapegoat on that, and I was. But what happened is 2 years later, I went to Tennessee. She always said, Brian, I want you to come down here. There's people that need help. I'm like, how am I supposed to help these people? They're already famous. How am I supposed to help them? What she was talking about, Eric, was come meet my people. When someone says, come meet my people, that means you're being welcomed into her group, their group. She is Southern royalty. When I got there, I said, oh, this is what she means. The reason why we do so well out of Tennessee with iTube, which goes up against YouTube, iTube 247, Jimmy Adams, Don King's on it. It's the only place where he puts his material, and he's got 83 or 84 million followers. Well, that's because he traveled the world. Jimmy Adams traveled the world with him. So that show, 1.5 million views and still counting today, another one with 2 million views, Katarina Kazayas, I took her with me. I wanted them to see what was going on in Tennessee. Nashville is busier than Las Vegas. I've been saying it since 2018. I could go down the strip in Vegas and barely hit people, except for the CES convention. They just lost their audience. But they all went to Tennessee. They've all moved to Tennessee. I've never seen so many people from California there. So,
you remember Snapchat
and Vine and all those things? Well, there's always other sites. You have Easy Way. There's Alignable, which is not up to that, but they do different things. There's LinkedIn, which is a good professional site, but they go more by impression. So we're in the top 7% on there. So you find other alternatives besides an Instagram Live or a TikTok. I always say this: I'm a YouTuber, not a TikToker, and I chose the YouTube Shorts because I can see the movement, and I can, you know, it's their analytics on iTunes. I just have to wait for them to put something up. I don't control any of this stuff, but I can control what I put up on iTunes. I don't control a lineup, but I just put it up. So the reason why I chose to finally do something with Easy Way was because I watched everybody for a long time. Nobody was doing what Eric's put together. And it took a long time for him to put these things together to get these people. Now everybody's coming one way or another. And like I've said, watch the people starting to come in from Tennessee. Watch them start coming from other countries because I'm like that casting director or that location scout. Once I go there, people start to follow us. So I'm like a Pied Piper in a different way. But you want the right people and you want the good people.
Yeah, I second that. Yeah. I can tell you. I know Brian for a long time. We have a question from the audience too. Tina is asking how we met. I guess the people
we
are interested
met
in
a hotel in 2015. I was going down the stairs. Eric was going up, and he goes, "I don't know who you are, but God told me I need to meet you." Those were his precise words.
Yeah.
Hopefully it helps you guys that are listening. When you meet somebody, I mean, honestly, when I did that, Brian, I was just being real, and that's what I felt the spirit.
You were authentic. And I said, well, I've never heard this line before. I said, well, let me go. And then you invited me to the yacht party, which is how I met Edie, which has led to picking me a film to put in Hollywood Film Festival and then taking me to Tennessee. Eric, if you had not done that, we would not be where we are today. It's a plain
and
simple thing.
And shout-outs to Gene with Celebrity Connection. Shout-outs to Gene because if it wasn't for his event, and, you know, we partnered up, we were producing a lot of stuff with him, I don't even know if we'd be on the interview right now, but I really felt like I had a spiritual presence. Whatever you guys might think your religion, your beliefs might be, I feel like I had an angel whisper in my ear, you need to meet this person. And sometimes, guys, you gotta capture that, you know, like a lot of times you're going to be given gifts and signals and different things, but you got to keep your eyes open to receive the spiritual signals. To receive the spiritual things.
And you have to go with your instincts with that, too. And a lot of people don't. They go, oh, I should have done this. You never want to have regrets. My number one co-host, Terry, is always talking about I have regrets. I'm like, Terry, you can't do anything in the past, but you could do something today going forward. We have these conversations daily. Eric, and I have told her, you've known Eric for a long time. You need to get your ass on Easy Way Network and stop stalling. Stop wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you. You're a huge advocate for us, Brian. And now, I mean, we're I can't wait to take it to the next level because now, as a silver member, you're getting all those. Did you notice how all those gadgets and gidgets opened up in your account? You got the appointment button and the buy now button and the blog button, the event button, the podcast. Like everything opens up for you as soon as you make that upgrade. Did you see that?
Yeah. So for me, I can't do a lot of stuff when I'm on the road, when I'm at the events, because here's the other thing. The reason we do so well, because I'm at events that nobody else is at. When I go to the Toy World, when I go to the art show, when I go, you know, if I go to Art Basel in Miami, if I go to the Toronto Film Festival, if I go to Telluride, these events that there's no media at, no media there.
Can you believe it?
A lot of them have gone out of business. Some of them have passed away. The businesses were bought. I don't ever have to worry about that because we built it into the system not to be, you know, sacrificial lambs in a way.
That reminds
it's
me of Brian. speaking of media coverage, you know, we appreciate you, you know, supporting on all the events that we're doing, and we're looking forward to having you covering as well as, you know, I mean, you're on the committee for the big March 2nd Oscar viewing benefit for Better Vision for Children, which is, we're doing our Easy Way Awards and you're bringing so much to the table and we appreciate you. I also want to invite you to an event coming up on January 25th. I don't know if you're familiar with the World Financial Group organization, but they do a big event called the Wealth Bowl. And we help that event every year. It's next level. This is I don't even talk about this normally unless you're a platinum member or you're a part of our elite groups. But I want to bring you there, and it's in San Diego. So if you're available, mark your calendar for that one. And, you know, let's talk about that as well. Your podcast is going to be on Easy Way Podcast. People can subscribe. Mm-hmm. They can become a guest. They can become an advertiser. They can follow your system. Like you're getting ready to really use the Easy Way Podcast system. Are you open for more guests? Are you open for more opportunities, more people's stories, or are you completely booked up? I mean, having over 120 million views.
Listen, here's the answer that I tell everybody. We're always booked 4 months in advance because of live. That's the real reason why our shows are always live. We always have like 9 people on because we don't have room. But I want to get everybody on. As long as they're patient, we'll get them on. And then the other thing is, I always say yes to interviewing people because you just never know what's going to happen. People are always grateful that you took the chance to take the time to hear their story because everybody has a story to tell, and a lot of the big outlets do not do that. And I learned that from them, what they wouldn't do. And that's how I got a chance to get in to interview people that they didn't have time to go to. They didn't send someone from CNN. They didn't send someone from BET. I would say, hey, I'll do it. I always said this. I'm going underneath my name, Brian Sebastian, movie reviews and more, but I'm going to use your bigger outlets to get me in because there were things that I couldn't get in that they were just baby-faced in as an outlet. And then I found out that they didn't have the rights to their content, Eric. And I said, wow, if you're working for CNN or BET for 20 years and you don't own the rights to the interviews that you did,
yeah.
That doesn't make sense. As the influencer,
yeah,
when it comes to Vine, Snapchat, and all those things, that was most important to us, wasn't it, Eric?
Yeah.
Brian, you mentioned earlier how some people they don't follow through, or they could have done this or that. They asked seniors that were, you know, it's a little too late to change. They're in their 90s, late 90s. What's on your mind? What can you tell me? And they say one of the biggest things is helping them.
Because, and I'll tell you why. There's a lady. Her name is Lois. She's 86 or 85 years old. She's my second Southern mom now. I was invited to a small little art gathering, which is why you should go and just say yes and be open. You never know who you're going to meet. And we just connect. She's been the executive art director in Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, for 36 years. She just retired. Her husband, David, just passed away. He played with Steppenwolf. He played on Stax Records. He was there for all those things. When they have her Elvis. They have Elvis's dead in there, all of these things. The history that she knows, the people that she introduced me, I would have never had met Bernie Taupin at Monhaven in Tennessee promoting his art and his book. Not the music, not as a writing partner for Elton John, but the artist and the book author that he was and that he is.
Yeah.
I met him.
Isn't Edie Hamm related to Elvis somewhat? Do I have the right one there?
It's Elvis Presley's cousin.
Yeah, right. So Brian, what my point here was, when you mentioned the people and, you know, not following through, they said two things that these seniors, I mean, I'm talking about seniors that are close to 100, and they said, what's on your mind? And they said there's two aggravating things that they have, regret and anguish for not following through with something or not reaching out to somebody and, you know, that kind of thing. So, guys, if you, if you have the opportunity, follow through with it because time goes by, it's all done, and you miss your opportunity, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I follow, like, Asian tradition. In Japan, you always honor your elders. In most societies, whether you're Italian, whether you're Mexican, you always would honor your elders. Where did that get lost? When did someone who was 21 years old become an authority on anything? No matter what, you're only still 21. They may be good at social media, but they're terrible at communication. They're terrible about picking up the phone. They may be terrible at following through because they may have gone through stuff, but they're still 21.
Well, it's funny you said that, Brian, because they had an article about these younger people in the business industry, and they're talking to executives. They say they just don't follow through. They don't have communication with the people. They don't do the work, and they have to let them go, and they're getting older people that know how to communicate and so on. But on the other hand, it's the older people that have to come to them to learn a lot of stuff. That's some of the reversal there because they know the tech. I mean, they grow up with it. It's built in. It's wired in. So people like me, you know, we're asking questions. How do I do this and that? Now it's the kids coming over. Here you go. This is how you work your phone or whatever. But, yeah, maybe it's because they're not communicating in person as much as people used to. I don't know.
They're terrible. The Z generation, I call them zombies because they're walking zombies. They're lazy. They're good at social media and technology, but they're terrible about almost everybody else. And they have ADD and ADHD, and everything else on them, but they always experienced loss too. So they were used to doing things, going back to Snapchat and Vine by themselves. But if you brought them in as a team, they didn't know how to communicate because they were downstairs or upstairs working on social media, working on computers. And then they didn't know how to take the time to help someone who was, I don't call them senior citizens, I call them experienced seniors because it's the knowledge that they have. So when, you know, you've got to spend time with experienced seniors and actually show them slowly. Because I remember I didn't get my first laptop until I was in 2006. I was behind.
Wow.
I was just doing emails. And then I couldn't find these kids. Were like, you got to do it like this. You got to do it quick. I was like, no, you got to show me because I don't know what I'm doing. So
that's they take for granted, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, they take for granted. Yeah.
So what I did, I learned a lot from them by watching what they didn't do. And Eric, you may know this one, but the audience may not know. Do you know they like the colors red and orange? When they're getting hundreds and thousands of views of followers going through, looking at their feeds, they stop at those colors. How do I know that? Because the Collins family, 55 million of my followers, which not mine, but they're in my network. Okay, they weren't invited to things. I would invite them. I would watch what they were doing. They were between the ages of 18 to 23. They were great with social media. And I go, well, why do you do this? So how do you stop? And then, you know, DM me. Well, I don't like to DM people because you know why? That's almost excuse for like, hey, you know, you can reach out to me, but I don't have to reach back to you. In today's things, it would be, I don't have to pick up the phone, but here's my phone number.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
So all of these things I'm telling you, this is what I found out by traveling the country. Nobody, when there's no press there, and I'm capturing everything on my phone, and there's no big cameras anymore because they can't afford them. You know, having a great photographer like Amy Graves and a few other ones that you know of, they will tell you what's been going on in the business. I've asked them. And I mean, so if I'm at a red carpet in Atlanta, Georgia, and it closed opening night and closing night, and there are major celebrities there, and I'm the only one from Los Angeles, and then they have maybe one Getty photographer who shows up late and one or two other people who are just photographers, I've seen this cross-country since 2018. We went through this in 2015 with the Hollywood Film Festival, so I wasn't surprised.
Well, hey, Brian, we got to wrap up the show now. We're a little bit over time, but this was such a, I mean, the momentum, the energy, such a great frequency, great information.
Yeah.
And so again, guys, you know, definitely look up Brian Sebastian on the East Way Wall of Fame. You can just simply just go to the front page now. You'll see him on as a front or the second page. And Brian, anything else in closing that you wanted to leave our audience with? We look forward to seeing you on all the events, either you or your team.
I would say this now because I never said it before, because now that I have the views, I don't have to worry about that because they will always go up. Always subscribe, follow, and like. And I always say this because I was always afraid to say that because I didn't think I was worthy enough. Now I am. But the thing about this is you see somebody without a smile, please give them one of yours because the world needs it. I'm Brian Sebastian.
Brian, my saying is you can rule the world with a smile. Yep, absolutely.
A lot of the crowd's going nuts on that one. Well, thanks so much for coming and joining us, Brian.
I'm always indebted to you for introducing me to Edie because without him introducing me to Edie, none of this would have happened. None of it.
How did we meet Edie, Eric?
Credit. It's all about credit where credit's, you know, really do. And all right, so guys, look up Brian Sebastian, and you know, again, great opportunities. We have members like that all over the network, and we're going to be doing more and more things to let you guys know about other members that are in our network and what they have going on. Yeah, keep your eyes on easywaynews.com. And Dad, as far as how we met Edie, I have to think about that one because I've known Edie for a long time. I have to remember how I got introduced to Edie and that whole group. But we got to get out of here, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and make sure you tune in next week. We got another great show for you. Subscribe to www.rblive.com. Email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com. Letter E, letter Z, easywayfamily@gmail.com. Call us at 1-877-399-2929. And again, you can subscribe, become a member at easywaynetwork.com, or download our app. Simple. Forget everything else I just said. You got the app, you got everything. Just look up Easy Way Interactive on Google Play or Apple Store, and download the app. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Interactive. So, guys, we'll catch you next week. Don't go anywhere. You know, tell your friends, share, and follow me on Instagram, Eric Zuli and Easy Way Family, on all social media, actually. So another great show, Dad. I'm going to catch you next week.
No, absolutely. It's been a nice Monday morning, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.